昨天晚上我们大家在一起庆贺中国的新年。
Yesterday evening, we gathered together to celebrate our Chinese New Year.
所以我们现在还是在新年中。
Now we're still in the Chinese New Year.
所以我在想，新年的时候，我们可以看新约、新命令，都是新的。
So I'm thinking that in this New Year, we look at the New Covenant and the New Commandment from Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，孩子站在你的面前。
Oh, Father, when we stand before you,
我们实在是不配。
We are so unworthy.
我们没有任何的能力能够为你做任何的事情。
We are not capable of doing anything for you.
要不是你赐能力给我们，我们都不能做。
Unless you grant us this capability,
我们就把这个讲台仰望在主你的手中。
Lord, we commit this podium into your hand.
请求你掌管孩子的嘴。
Please control the tongue of the speaker.
把应该说的话按照你的旨意说出来。
So that we can speak your words according to your will.
也请求你的灵在我们当中运行。
We also ask your spirit moved up in us.
让我们都能够得到你的造就。
So that we can all be edified.
也让你得到一切的荣耀。
And all the glory goes to you.
祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 说一个新约新命令。
So there's new covenant and new command.
那么我们刚刚念到说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎么样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
We just read from the Gospel of John, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you.And you also to love one another.
我们首先看在什么时候耶稣给我们这个命令。
We want to know first when is the first time Jesus gives us this command.
那么他为什么给我们这个命令？
Why he gave us this command?
怎么这是一个新的命令？
Why it is called a new commandment?
Okay.我们刚刚已经看了前面说，小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。
The scripture we just read, Jesus said, My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, that you, where I am going, you cannot come.
耶稣在这个时候给的这一条命令。
That's when Jesus first gave this commandment.
什么时候？
When?
他要离开了。
Before his departure.
我们知道耶稣为了准备他要离开的时候，他跟使徒们和门徒们讲了很多次，讲他要走了，他要死，他要上十字架。
We know that before Jesus leaving, he told the disciples many times he's about to go to the cross and he'll die for people, then he's going to leave in this world.
可是门徒们一直不懂为什么耶稣来要死。
But the disciples, they don't understand at that time why Jesus has to die.
那么耶稣这个时候不但告诉说他要死了，他要去的地方你们不能去，还要告诉他们死了以后怎么活。
And Jesus now tells them not only he will go to the cross and he will die, and he also told them where he will go they cannot come, and how they should live their life after Jesus' departure.
就是基督耶稣走了以后门徒们应该怎么样活。
So how the disciples will live their life after Jesus is gone.
所以很显然的，他这里只是谈到一个命令，就是爱。
So obviously, Jesus here is only talking about the important commandment, love.
所以门徒们在生活中一定要有爱。
So that he's teaching us that in our daily life, we should have this love.
我们知道哥林多前书十三章那里谈到说如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
That we know that in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, here it says that nowadays that there's three remain, faith, hope, and love.
其中最大的是爱。
And the most important is love.
为什么爱是最大的？
Why love is the greatest?
在这节经节里面耶稣没有讲。
Jesus didn't explain that here.
在别的地方曾经讲过。
But in other scriptures, he has taught this.
可是当我们把爱跟信跟望合在一起的时候，
But when we put together love, hope, and faith together,
我们知道信跟望是属于我们的。
We know that faith and hope belong to us.
我们有信。我们有望。
We have hope, we have faith.
可是爱呢，是属于神的。
But love belongs to God.
所以在信望爱之中，其中最大的是爱。
So that among these three, love is the greatest.
所以耶稣给门徒的唯一的一条诫命。
So the only commandment Jesus gives his disciples is
就是爱。
Love.
所以只有一个诫命。
That's the only commandment.
很简单。
Seems simple.
Tim Keller 是一个很有名的牧师跟作者。
Timothy Keller is a very famous author and a pastor.
他是纽约 Manhattan Redeemer Christ, Redeemer Presbyterian Church 的主任牧师。
So he is the pastor of the New York Redeemer Church.
他说的，耶稣的教导很少，也很简单。
He has said this, that Jesus' teaching is not that much, and it's very simple.
而且很基本。
And it's very cut to the basics.
可是呢，也很难让我们能够了解的透彻。
But it's also very hard for us to fully grasp.
他说一个有分辨能力的基督徒。
But he said if for a the disciples that has discernment.
他恐怕一生能够完完全全了解耶稣的福音一两个就已经很不错了。
And he probably only can fully grasp one or two gospel messages from Jesus.
所以我们千万不要觉得啊，爱很简单。
So we shouldn't be thinking that love is very simple.
或者基督说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子啊，这个很简单，我很了解。
Or Jesus said, "I'm the vine; you are the branches." This is very simple. We all seem to understand.
同样的。我今天站在这里跟大家分享这个爱，我也很惶恐。
At with the same heart today, I stand here share with you what is love. I'm very fearful.
很明确，在我准备的时候，我就觉得这不是很容易能够讲得很清楚。
I totally know that while during my preparation, it's very hard to fully. Speak it very clear about what is love.
所以我们只要请求圣灵与我们同在。
So we are asking the Spirit, Holy Spirit, be with us.
所以我们大家来思想这个题目。
So we can all think about this topic.
旧约有十诫。
There's ten commandments in the old covenant.
新约只有一个诫。
But the new covenant, there's only one command.
可是得看旧约的十诫里面，第一条到第四条是爱神。
But when you look carefully among the Ten Commandments from verse 1 to verse 4, it's talking about love of God. Love God.
第四条结束以后到第五条是爱父母。
And the command, after the fourth command, and the fifth one is honor your parents.
第五条到第十条是爱人。
And the rest of them is talking about love others.
可是爱人是十诫的第二版，用的是否定的。
And but in the Ten Commandments, most of the talking about the love of others is seems talking in the negative sense.
所以说不可做，不可做，不可做这些事情。
It's talking teaching us not do this, not do that.
可是也是出于爱。
But it's all.
所以在新约里面只有一个就是爱，为什么？
So in the new commandment there's only one command, it's love.
因为爱就是律法的总结。
Because the love is the end of the law.
爱能遮掩一切的过错。
And the love can cover multitudes of sin.
所以保罗在这个罗马书十三章第十节这里说，他说什么？爱是不加害于人，爱是不加害于人，然后爱就成完全的律法。
So Paul in Romans chapter 13 verse 10 said, love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law.
刚刚我们的经句背诵是谈到耶稣在马太福音二十二章说的。
Today's memory verse is the is taken from Matthew chapter 22.
所以他说你们要尽心尽性尽意爱主你们的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。他最后说。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So the memory verse today we just read is Jesus told them, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
所以爱是律法的总结。
So love is the all is hanging all the fulfill all the laws and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
耶稣在马太福音，他是引用《生命记》第六章第七节。
Jesus here actually in Matthew reference the.From the commandments in Deuteronomy.
这个是犹太人所谓的他们的 Shema.
And this are called Shema in Hebrew.
是每一个犹太人每一天早上跟晚上要背的。
So this Shema is recite and read by the Jews every morning and night.
所以我们知道马太福音是写给犹太人看的。
So that we know that the Gospel of Matthew is written for the Jews.
那么犹太人都熟悉这个经节。
And all the Jews, they are very familiar with this verse.
也知道这是有神的权威在里面。
And they know this commandment have God's authority in it.
所以耶稣就用这一节经节来教导犹太人要学习爱人如己。
So, Jesus is taking these verses to teach his people that to love one another as yourself.
也同样告诉那些尽量守律法的犹太人说，你们要知道一切的律法的总结就在爱。
And he's also teaching all those Jews that trying to obey God's law by their doings that.Actually, all the laws come down to this one commandment.
这就是犹太人没有的。
But these are the things that the Jews don't understand.
他们所注重的只是守律法，而没有注重到律法的精神就是爱。
They only focus on the rules, the words on the, of the law, but they don't focus on the spirit of those commandments.
我们现在看，在彼得前书第四章第八节。
We now look at the First Peter verse 4 and chapter 4 verse 8.
我们刚刚说爱是律法的总结，这里说爱是遮掩一切的过错。
And here is talking about love covers multitude of sins.
所以彼得说，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
And here Peter says, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins.
不管是神给人的爱，
no matter it's love from God,
或者是人与人之基督徒与基督徒之间的爱，
or the love among the Christians,
也包括不是基督徒。
Or those non-believers.
我们也爱基督徒，我们也爱不是基督徒。
We should love Christians, and we should also love those that who are not believers.
为什么这个爱能够遮掩许多的罪？
Why love can cover multitudes of sin?
也就是说，这一种从神来的爱，我们不纪念别人冒犯我们的地方。
Because by the love from God, we will not record sins that others done to us.
我们也要接受人家的缺点。
We need to accept others' mistakes.
人家假如得罪我们，我们也不要放在心上。
Even though they sin against us, we shouldn't take a record of them.
也就是说，我们要随时随地准备好要原谅人。
So that's telling us that every moment we should prepare to forgive others.
要接受人。
We need to accept others' difference.
所以这是属灵爱的一个基本的实质。
This is the basic truth of the true love.
那么为什么耶稣说，我赐给你们一条新命令？
Why Jesus says this is a new commandment we give to you?
因为耶稣要门徒对这个命令有一个新的认识或者一个新的感受。
Because Jesus here wants to teach his disciples to have a new understanding of this commandment.
然后也因为耶稣在这个诫命里面加了一点。
And Jesus also add one point in this command.
他所加的那一点，我们等一下可以看。
We will talk about that later.
我们先看他为什么在这个时候要他们对这个爱有新的感受。
Why here he wants them to understand this command in a new level?
我们知道耶稣在写给借着使徒约翰写给在七个教会的小亚细亚州七个教会的书信里面。
We know that through Apostle John, Jesus want Apostle to write the letters he gave to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
在启示录里面。
It's recorded in the book of Revelation.
他指责以弗所的教会。
He was rebuking the church of Ephesus.
他说我要责备你，就是你们把起初的爱心离弃了。
So he's saying here, I want to rebuke you because you lost your first love.
他也责备老底家的教会。
He also rebuked the church in Laodicea.
他说他们是不冷不热。
And he's saying they are lukewarm, the church.
我们会不会不冷不热？
We should examine. Are we lukewarm, the church also?
我们有把最初的起心的爱心离弃了。
Have we forsake our first love?
上个礼拜我们有洗礼。
Last week we have a baptism service.
我们有两位姐妹，一位弟兄受洗。
We have two sisters and one brother got baptized.
你们都听了他们的见证。
You all have heard their testimonies.
在一个人出信的时候，接受洗礼的时候，是他爱神最热烈的时候。
When they first accept Jesus and being baptized, that's their first love to the Lord.
做基督徒做了二三十年以后，是有个危机。
After people have been Christians for 20 or 30 years, then there will be crisis.
我们很可能已经没有从前那种热心，那么热烈的爱了。
It is possible we lost all the first love in the beginning.
所以耶稣在这里要提醒，要引起大家不要忘记从前我们对神的热烈的爱。
That's why Jesus here is reminding people that you always remember your first love towards God.
或者是对人的爱。
Or the first love towards others.
那么我刚刚说这个新的命令，耶稣里面加了一点新的。
And we just talked about there's one point that Jesus added to this new command.
是旧约十诫里面没有的。
And it's not recorded in the Old Testament.
大家有没有想到是哪一点？
Anybody thought about that point?
耶稣说，我怎么样爱你，你们也怎么样要彼此相爱。
And Jesus was saying that how I love you, you should love one another.
只有新约的信徒了解耶稣是怎么样爱我们。
Only the Christians in the New Testament understand how Jesus loves his disciples.
所以耶稣不但要我们彼此相爱，也告诉我们怎么样彼此相爱，要像耶稣爱我们一样。
Not only Jesus commands us to love one another, he also tells us how to love one another, just like he loves us.
这样耶稣就把爱又的标准又提到一个高的水平。
In this way that Jesus raised the love to another level.
耶稣要我们对爱有新的感受。
And Jesus wants us to have this new knowledge of love.
不但回想我们以前如何的爱，
Not only we recall how we first loved Jesus，
更重要的，我们要怎么样感受耶稣给我们的爱。
The most important is how we can experience and acknowledge the love from Jesus。
我们怎么样来体会耶稣给我们的爱？
How we experience the love from Jesus。
使徒约翰在约翰一书里面说，主为我们舍命，因此我们知道什么是爱。
Apostle John recorded in his in 1 John 3:16 that because Jesus loved us so that we know how to love.
我们每个人都知道约翰福音三章十六节。
We all know the very famous John chapter 3 verse 16.
我们也应该知道约翰一书三章十六节。
We should also know that 1 John 3:16.
主为我们舍命。
The Lord gave his life for us.
因此我们知道什么是爱。
That's how we know what is love.
主把他自己给了我们。
The Lord gave himself.For us.
同样他要我们把我们自己给别人。
And also, he wants us to give ourselves to others.
这就是我怎么样爱你，你们也要怎么样彼此相爱。
This is how I love you, you should love others.
保罗在以弗所书告诉以弗所的教会说，主耶稣是他们至高的榜样，要模仿的。
And in the book of Ephesus, Paul wrote that the Lord is supreme example for the church, that he gave himself, sacrificially gave himself for the lost sinners.
斯布珍
Charles Spurgeon
也说过一句话
also said,
他说耶稣以他温柔的吸引跟他的爱 作为我们的榜样。
Jesus leads us by his example and the gentle drawing of his love.
所以我们要学模仿耶稣，以耶稣做我们的榜样。
So we should imitate Jesus and use Jesus as our example.
耶稣要我们彼此服侍，彼此牺牲。
And Jesus taught us to serve one another and sacrifice for one another.
然后我们彼此相爱。
So that we love one another.
那么这一个又在说，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
And he also said, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another.
所以我们就知道了，是耶稣为我们牺牲。耶稣的爱是牺牲的爱。
So that we understand that Jesus sacrificed his life for us, and his love is a sacrificial love.
那么我们彼此相爱，彼此牺牲，也变成基督徒的一个显著的特点。
And love one another, and sacrificial love is also shows that the characteristic of Christians.
所以我们知道耶稣的爱是牺牲的爱。
We know that Jesus' love is a sacrificial love.
我们知道耶稣对神是非常的顺服。
We know that Jesus surrenders himself all to God.
我们知道耶稣他本身的顺服是出自他的内心的顺服。
We know that Jesus' obedience is very from his own heart.
耶稣定制要爱神，定制要为我们牺牲。
And Jesus made his mind to sacrifice for us and be obedient to God.
那么耶稣的爱是出自内心的爱。
So that Jesus' love is from his own heart.
所以耶稣所强调的不是爱的外表，爱的表现。
So Jesus here is not emphasize the love action, the outward actions.
而谈到我们内心的心态。
He's talking about the heart, the attitude.
所以耶稣的爱我们要学习的不是外表，我们每个人都会爱，从外表来爱。
So that we shouldn't only learn how to do some love action from outward.
比方说，我们怎么知道我们爱一个人？
So how should we know that we love a person?
我们所想到的，哎，我对这个人态度好一点。
And sometimes we will think, okay, I'll have a good attitude towards him.
我去拜访他。
Maybe I can visit him or her.
我去关心他。
I can show my care for.
甚至我可以帮助他做点事。
Or I can do something for him.
或者是我让他感觉的舒服一点。
Or I can make him feel comfortable.
Alice 跟我们常常开车带了我们的小孙女从这个教会这边经过。
Oftentimes, me and Alice, we will drove our granddaughter to pass by this church.
每一次我们经过这个，他就说：“爷爷，这是 your church。”
Every time when we pass this, then my granddaughter always say, "Grandpa, see, this is your church."
有一天我就有好奇心，我就问他。
And one day I'm very curious, and
我说：“你知道什么是 church？”
Do you know what is church?
他说：“我知道耶稣。”
And she told me, "Yes, I know, it's Jesus."
我说，你可以告诉我耶稣是什么人？
And I asked her, "Can you tell me who is Jesus?"
她说， "Jesus makes me feel good."
And 她说，耶稣让我感觉很好。
Feeling good theology.
这就是那种让人很舒适的神学思想。
对一个五岁的小孩子，我不能够责备他。
For a five-year-old, I cannot rebuke her too much.
可是这是有时候我们所想到的爱，要 feel good.
But this oftentimes put love and feel good connected with one another.
我们常常说什么 warm, a fuzzy feeling.
我们经常会想说有那种很温暖和很舒适的那种感觉。
耶稣要我们的爱不是 feeling 方面的。
But Jesus teaches this love is not only about feelings.
他要我们的是从内心发出来的内心的爱，我们要觉知的爱。
But the love he required us is from our own, from our deep heart, and the love we made up our mind to commit to it.
我们可以说是属灵的爱。
We can say it's the spirit love.
属世的爱是有条件的。
But the worldly love has its conditions.
属世的爱通常是因为经过对于某一种外表的吸引所产生的。
Often the worldly love is based on there's some attractions from the outward.
所以我们常常说我们可以爱一个可爱的人。
So oftentimes we say that it's easy to love a lovable person.
因为那可爱的人吸引我，他可爱的个性吸引我，我就可以爱他。
Because his lovable character draws me near, so it's easy for me to love him.
可是我们能不能爱一个不可爱的？
But can we love a person that is not lovable?
不仅仅不可爱的，可不能爱一个很坏很坏的人。
Not only not lovable, might be very
爱一个每天犯罪的人。
Like an evil doer or people that do wrong things all the time.
我们会不会爱一个人，你爱了他，他不向你任何的报答
？Or love a person, they never pay back your love.
所以这是耶稣给我们的爱。
This is love that Jesus gave us.
我们都不可爱。
We're not lovable.
我们都每天在犯罪。
Every day we sin.
耶稣照样爱我们。
But Jesus loves us.
所以耶稣的爱是无私的爱。
So Jesus' love is sacrificial and not self-centered love.
我们的爱常常是 selfish, 自私的爱。
But our love oftentimes is self-centered love.
所以我们要思想到牺牲的爱，思想到无私的爱。
So we need to think about sacrificial love, the love that gives.
所以我们谈到很多我们强调的是外表。
And we talk about a lot in the world view that we talk about outside actions.
所以今天我们注重思想内心的爱。
Today I want to focus on our motivation, our heart.Where the love outpoured.
这个爱英文字跟中文字只有一个，都是爱。
And in Chinese and English, there's only one word, just love.
可是有的时候，所以我们常常对这个爱就混了，把它都混在一起了。
So oftentimes we're confused and we mix all the love together.
可是希腊文里面有四个爱。
But in Greek, there's four kinds of love.
那么耶稣的爱是属于Agape.
And Jesus' love is agape love.
那么有的把它翻译成纯爱。
Some call it true love.
有人把它翻译成仁爱。
Some call it righteous love.
有人认为是属灵的爱。
Or some call it spiritual love.
我们国父孙中山称为博爱。
And the Chinese president call it love all.
所以我们要思想的这个爱不是通常的那种 romantic 方面的爱。
So when we talk about this love, this is not only focused on the romantic love.
也不是那种人与人之间友善的那种爱。
And it's also not a love of the friendship.
是从神来的。
But this love it comes from God.
我们知道约翰也说过，神不仅仅是爱我们，神本身就是爱。
That we know that Apostle John said not just only God loves us, God Himself is love.
我们说神本身就是爱，这是什么意思？
When we say God is love, what does it mean?
也就是说，神不管做什么，都是从爱里面做的。
That's no matter what God does, He always do it out of His love.
那么新约圣经也告诉我们，我们不管要做什么，都要以爱心做。
So that in the New Testament, it teaches us, no matter what we do, we should do it out of love.
所以比方说在约翰，在这个哥林多前书十三章那边，第一节到第三节。
That's also said in the First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 3.
所以很简单的，假如说我们能够说方言，可是我们可以像天使一样说话，假如没有爱，就是枉然。
If I speak in the tongue of man and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong.
假如我有先知讲道的能力，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，但是没有爱，也是枉然。
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, but without love, it's nothing.
即使我有信心能够使山移动，若没有爱，也没有用。
If I have a faith that can move mountains, but without love, it counts nothing.
即使我能够帮助所有的穷人，并且我为人家死，仍然没有爱。对我仍然没有益处。
Even though I can help all the poor and can die for them, but without love, it's nothing.
所以说，约翰说神是爱。
So John said, God is love.
所以说我们也应该像神一样，我们也应该是爱。
So we should be like God, then we should love.
我们要学习，无论做什么事情，都以爱心来做。
We need to learn, no matter what we do it out of love.
换句话说，爱应该是我们的本性。
Or in another word, that love should be our characteristic.
爱应该是我们的生活方式。
Love should be the way that we live.
那么这个爱，我们有没有？
But do we have this love?
我们能不能有？
Can we have this love?
神的爱，我们能不能有？
Can we have the love of God?
靠我们自己，我们不能。
If depend on our own, we cannot have.
刚刚我们唱的那个 Charles Wesley 写的那首诗 Love Divine.
We just sing the song that 神圣纯爱。
那个讲得非常好，在第二节。讲得非常好。
It's a very good song from Charles Wesley.
他是要求神把爱的精神吹到每一个烦恼的心里面。
He's asking God to breathe all the love into every suffering or troubling heart.
所以这个神的爱是要从圣灵来的。
So this love is out of the spirit.
不是我们自己靠我们能力是没有的。
It's not based off from our own.
因为我们的罪性防止我们有这种爱。
Because our sinful nature, we don't have this love.
保罗也说过，要用圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And Paul also wrote in his scripture in the scriptures that.It's the love, it's a spirit pour in this love.
Tulane Travergin, 这个照片是一个牧师，也是个作者。
Tulane, this person is a pastor and also an author.
他是 Billy Graham 的外孙。
He is the grandchild of Billy Graham.
格里汉牧师啊。他写一本书，我把它翻译成叫做《爱的单行道》。
And he wrote a book called One Way Love.
那么这个《爱的单行道》，它的意思是说，神的爱完完全全的把 白白的流给流到我们，不是流，是 flow， 流到我们这里来。
And he's talking about this in his book that God's love, flow freely to our heart.
所以也应该从我们这里完完全全的白白的流到别人那里去。
So we should let this love also freely flow from ourselves to others.
耶稣为了爱我们，他死了。
In order to love us, Jesus died for us.
So, 我们也应该像耶稣一样，为别人去爱别人。
We should imitate Jesus that we should, love others.
假如一个人为你死，为你牺牲，你是不是觉得你欠他一个债？
If someone died for you and sacrificed for you, you think you own a debt to that person?
可是保罗说的很详细，他说啊，爱是我们欠基督的债。
And but Paul says this, explains this in detail. Says love is that we own Jesus' debts.
保罗说，凡事都不可亏欠人。
Paul says we shouldn't owe anything anybody debt.
唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
And we should always, love one another.And think we own other love.
那么怎么叫常以为亏欠呢？
What is we always think we own somebody?
我们要常常不断的思想。
We should often, think about it.
我们要在爱中不断的彼此服侍。
We should, serve one another in love.
不断的彼此祷告。
We should pray, for one another.
不断地担当彼此的重担。
We should bear one another's burden.
不断地彼此忍耐。
We should forbear one another all the time.
不断地，不断地，不断地。
This is all continuing and non-stop.
爱是永不止息，就是这个意思。
And love is never ends.
而且我们欠的人的爱的这个债是永远没有办法完完全全还清的。
The love we own for others, we can never complete it.
我们要经常的思想，我有没有顾念到别人的需要？
We should often think about it. Do we consider others' need?
我们教会有关怀的事工。
Our church has the caring ministry.
我们很注重关怀。
We want to, be more caring.
同样的，这个关怀这个字 ，caring， 英文的 caring。把它打到 Google 里面 ，Dr. Google 就告诉我 ，caring 就是爱。
And when we, Google search the word caring, it displays as love.
所以我们关怀的时候不要忘记爱。
So when we care one another, we shouldn't, forget it, love one another.
那么我们的关怀、我们的拜访、我们的彼此的扶助，是出于爱心的，是无条件的，也。是出于无私的。
So that our caring ministry and visiting all this, all out of love and it's sacrificial and it's for the good of others.
所以我们就思想在教会里的关怀。
Now we can think about the loving caring ministry.
我们彼此在教会里彼此服侍，彼此相助。
And in the church, we love one another and serve one another.
那么。这个好像有点不太对哈，保罗在这个哥罗西书，这个 PowerPoint 有点错，保罗在哥罗西书第三章里面
，In Colossians chapter 3，
他劝信徒要放弃。前面他说要放弃旧的恶。
And he's teaching that all the believers should forsake.
要穿上新人。
And put on the new clothes.
要互相忍耐。
And we need to forbearing one another.
要互相饶恕。
And forgive one another.
然后在十四节，就是这个，在这一切之外，要存着爱心。
And in verse 14, above all, these virtues put on love.
然后他说，爱心就是联络全德的。
And the love bonds everything in unity, in perfect unity.
因为这个中文的联络全德不大容易了解。你看英文的翻译，比方说 ESV， 他说是 love is the binds them all together in perfect harmony。换句话说，我们在教会里面要彼此以爱心相连接在一起。
In other words, in the church, we should love one another, bound to one another in love.
那么，如果没有爱，无论我们做什么都是徒然。我们刚刚已经思想过了。
And we know that without love, no matter what we do, is in vain.
另外一点我们要思想是，如果没有爱，教会就没有办法建立。
And another point we want to think is without love, the church cannot be built up.
我想大家可能都有一个跟我有一个同样的感受。
And I think most of you probably have the same thinking with me.
我们都很想要做一个好的基督徒。
We all want to be a good Christian.
好像总是觉得做得不够。
And no matter how hard we try, it seems not enough.
为什么？
Why?
Mother Teresa 给我们一个答案。
And Mother Teresa gave us this answer.
她在这里说，我们要经常的问我们自己，耶稣怎么样爱我们？
And here she says we should often ask ourselves how Jesus loves us.
我真的爱别人像耶稣我爱我那样爱吗？
Am I really truly love others like Jesus have loved me?
除非这个爱在我们中间，就耶稣的爱在我们中间。
Unless this love is among us,
我们不管怎么样做，我们都没有办法完成。
No matter how hard we can try, we cannot complete.
他说这个 work 有一个 work 在哪里
？Bottom
work， 这个不是工作的做，是守律法的做，是做基督徒的做。
And this.
你们，我们不管怎么样说，我要做基督徒，我要崇拜，我要祷告，我要读经。不管我们怎么做，如果没有爱，也是枉然。如果没有爱，我们只是变成了做的一个奴仆。
Here there is a word work, and he's talking about all the deeds, the good deeds we have tried. No matter how hard we do, without the true love from Jesus, we're just the slaves of the work.
所以这个很好的，值得我们警惕的。
This is a very good thing for us to think about.
所以我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣
Oh dear Jesus
我们谢谢你，你为我们死了十字架上。
We thank you, you have died for us on the cross.
你今天就告诉我们那就是爱。
And today you taught us that is love.
让我们每一个人在我们的心里觉知要去爱。
And help us that so that every one of us can make our mind to love.
不管我们怎么做，不管我们做什么，
no matter how we do it and what we do,
我们都要用爱心来做。
We do it out of love.
这不是我们能够做得到的。
We cannot do this by ourselves.
所以我们请求圣灵把你的爱真是浇灌在我们心里。
So we ask the Holy Spirit.And pour out this love into our heart.
来帮助我们。
Help us.
我们这样子祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.